Our Part 2 news stories begin with a projected £1.5 million saving by postponing the County Hall elections, and finish with an appeal to trace family members. Voters had been due to head to the ballot box in May with all 84 councillors at County Hall up for election for the first time in 4 years. But the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, announced that those elections would be postponed after Norfolk was put on the government priority list for devolution. She said the election needed to be put on hold so the council can focus on working with other council leaders to come up with proposals for local government reorganisation. That will see all 8 Norfolk councils scrapped and new unitary authorities formed and a combined authority led by a Norfolk and Suffolk mayor. Kay Mason-Billig, leader of the Conservative-controlled County Council, revealed that putting the elections on hold for a year would save £1.46 million. But she ruled out the money being used to ease the £45 million of cuts and savings that the council is due to agree next Tuesday.
A total of 46 Labour MPs signed a letter saying supermarkets are failing in their moral and commercial obligations to our farmers. It raises concerns that UK farmers often receive as little as 1p profit from the food items they produce, while Sainsbury's, Asda, Tesco, Aldi, Lidl UK and Morrisons have a combined pre-tax profit of more than £5 billion. In contrast, a typical 200-acre arable family farm makes an average of just £27,300 a year, says the letter. Signatories include South West Norfolk MP Terry Jeremy, Norwich South MP Clive Lewis and Suffolk Coastal MP Jenny Riddle Carpenter. Mr. Jeremy said, "Farmers and growers play a vital role in delivering the UK's food sustainability, but yet they aren't receiving a fair deal from the supermarkets. This has been going on for years and has been left unchallenged for too long. It can't be seen as right or fair that farmers often receive 1p profit from the food items they produce, whilst at the same time supermarkets are making excessive profits. Farmers deserve a fair deal and consumers deserve honesty and transparency. Many supermarkets have recently voiced their support for British farmers."
Norfolk's most well-known brands are coming together to take part in a study that aims to uncover the value of branding in the region. Lotus, Aviva, Norwich City Football Club, Kettle Foods and Startright are some of the brands synonymous with Norfolk that are teaming up for the study. The new research, which is being conducted by membership organisation Brandland and consultancy firm BOP Consulting, aims to explore the potential and economic value of branding in the region, as well as assessing the role it plays in supporting the wider creative industries. The project is set to be the first of its kind, mapping the branding sector in an area that has yet to quantify the economic impact of its creative industries. And with the findings, Brandland intends to raise the profile of branding in Norwich and Norfolk, attracting investment and further talent to the region.
People struggling with heating and food could receive hundreds of pounds thanks to a recent grant. A recent meeting with the Thorpe St Andrew Charitable Trust shared details of its warm and wellness grant. The grants, which can be in the region of £250, are available for those living in Thorpe St Andrew, finding it financially difficult this winter to afford heating or pay for food. Ian Mackey, chairman of the Trust and Thorpe St Andrew County Councillor, said, "We all need a bit of extra help now and again." Grants from the Fuel Allotment Trust can vary its size depending on people's need, but they have typically been in the region of £250. With it, we've been able to support residents who've been struggling to pay for food as well as heating. I would urge those in need to apply because nobody should go hungry or cold if we can help it. Those who think they might be eligible can email jstewart, 1971@gmail.com or write to Thorpe St Andrew Trust, the Secretary, Reverend James Stewart, the Rectory, 21A South Avenue, Thorpe St Andrew, Norwich, NR70EY.
Frustration is growing over a legal limbo, which means that a school which shut down almost 4 years ago has become a dilapidated eyesore. Angel Road Junior School in Norwich was closed by the Evolution Trust in June 2021 after tiles fell from the ceiling. The school relocated to the nearby Angel Road Infant School site, run by the same trust. The building belongs to Norfolk County Council. The authority leased it to the trust, and negotiations to return it began in 2021. However, the government has told County Hall the return needs to be tied in with renewing the lease for the infant school site. The current lease on Angel Road Infant School is not due to expire until 2035, so until the negotiations conclude, the junior school site will remain in limbo.
The death of a 75-year-old man has prompted an appeal to find his next of kin. Raymond Kenny, who lived in Dereham Road, Dereham, died on February the 7th. There were no suspicious circumstances that led to the death. Despite carrying out extensive inquiries, no next of kin has been identified by the coroner's office. Anyone with information should contact the coroner's office in Norwich on 01603 774 773.
Well, now it's time for our second feature, and it's all about the good, the mad and the scary side of health and safety. And once again, it's read by Sam Elmhurst.